It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
World events don't occur by accident. They're made to happen, staged and managed by those who hold the purse strings. That's a quote from former UK Secretary of State for Defense, Dennis Healey. How bad does it have to get? How bad? To once and for all shatter the epidemic of total denial and normalcy bias. Question, what will it take to wake Americans and other global populations to the fact that they are and have long since been under assault, literally under siege, by hidden powers that masquerade as legitimate governments? Powers that have long since wielded near total control because they can print limitless amounts of money, literally from nothing, due to their complete control of the central banking system. These powers completely control governments, militaries, industry, media, and thus the perception of populations. Power structures know the planet's life support systems are collapsing, a process that they themselves have ensured would take place. They know global populations can no longer be maintained. Question, what actions would we expect such insane, out of control, and above the law individuals to implement? The Commercial Free Global Alert News Hour starts now. The 19th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks was yesterday, an event that very few so-called patriotic Americans have been willing to actually investigate, a fact which serves the power structure very well. Even with a peer-reviewed science study from a U.S. science institution carried out by over 3,000 of the world's top architects and engineers, the 9/11 A&E for Truth Group, this peer-reviewed study which proves Building 7 of the World Trade Center was brought down by controlled demolitions. Even with this study, so many so-called patriotic Americans refuse to even discuss 9/11 facts. It seems their form of so-called patriotism primarily involves blind, unquestioning flag-waving. The same so-called patriots condemn the few who actually try to expose the truth. An authentic patriot summons the courage to fully face the truth. Fully facing dire realities is the hallmark of a healthy mind. The 9/11 false flag event was a stunning success for those who actually perpetrated the attacks. What form of success am I referring to? Galvanizing U.S. populations into willfully blind and unquestioning support for the military-industrial complex invasions of resource-rich countries in the empire's desperate quest for its lifeblood, oil. Consider this quote from Joseph Mengele, a Nazi war criminal known as the Angel of Death. He said, "The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe we are doing it." Think long and hard about that quote. And let's add this by William Blum, former U.S. State Department, who said this, "No matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you imagine." That is the fact of the matter. If my voice is a little broken at times, it's only because I've been inhaling smoke 24/7 for over a month now. Inescapable smoke particulates day and night, held in place over the state of California by climate engineering operations that can and are affecting wind currents. We can speculate about the objectives being carried out by holding this smoke down over highly populated regions of the state, stagnant air that doesn't seem to move while fueling wildfires all over the West Coast. More on that later in this broadcast, but that's the reason for any variance in my voice. The following question is one we should deeply contemplate and consider. Why would we, or should we, believe that those who are truly in control are actually concerned about protecting and propagating ever-expanding human populations? What rational reason is there for such a conclusion that those in control are just, quote, looking out for our best interest, for our health, and for our lives? Given all the facts available to us, why in the world would we believe something like that? On that note, this recent report from last week, this should be one of the biggest scandals in public health, but it's given little attention, mainly because of the high-profile nature of the people and organizations involved. The United Nations has been forced to admit that a major international vaccine initiative is actually causing the outbreak of the very disease it was supposed to wipe out. The report states, quote, while international organizations like the World Health Organization boast about supposedly, quote, eradicating polio, end quote, with vaccines, the opposite outcome seems to be occurring. Their decades-long campaign to eradicate polio is now killing scores of innocent young people living in poor countries. Report continues, now it seems that the health officials are beginning to admit that their plan to stop, quote, wild polio is backfiring. As scores of children are being paralyzed, a deadly strain of the pathogen derived from a live vaccine is causing a virulent polio to spread. This latest pharma-induced pandemic has broken out in the African countries of Chad and Sudan, and the culprit has been identified, a vaccine-derived polio virus type 2. Officials now fear this new dangerous strain could soon jump continents, causing further deadly outbreaks around the world. Report continues, shocking as it sounds, this big pharma debacle is not new. After spending some $16 billion over 30 years to eradicate polio, international health bodies have, quote, accidentally reintroduced the disease to Pakistan, Afghanistan, and also Iran. As the Central Asian region was hit by a virulent strain of polio spawned by the corporate pharmaceutical vaccine distributed there. Also, in 2019, the government of Ethiopia ordered the destruction of 57,000 vials of type 2 oral polio vaccine following a similar outbreak of vaccine-induced polio there. It's important to note that the oral polio vaccine being pushed on the African population by the Global Polio Eradication Initiative is a consortium which is supported and funded by, not surprisingly, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But not to worry. Certainly the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation must have our best interest in mind in their involvement with the CV19 vaccination, climate engineering, and one of the Gates Foundation's newest employees, Dr. Ken Caldera, a geoengineering scientist and former Department of Defense scientist who, when he worked for the military, designed methods of seeding clouds with pathogens to infect populations below. Question, Dr. Caldera, did your work include methods of seeding mass smoke clouds also? How do I know Dr. Caldera made statements, the ones I've cited? Because geoengineeringwatch.org possesses the original audio recording of him making such a statement. I've already played the audio of his statement too many times in this broadcast, but if you want to listen to it yourself, search geoengineeringwatch.org, exposing faces of the Carnegie Science criminal climate engineering cover-up. Listen to it for yourself. The power structure push for mass CV19 vaccinations will continue to accelerate. The PREP Act, the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, secretly amended this week to allow pharmacists or their student interns to vaccinate children ages 3 to 18. Interns vaccinating infants with who knows what. And who's pushing it all? The administration's Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, a former Big Pharma lobbyist. No conflict of interest there, right? Last week, Big Pharma repeatedly stated about vaccines, quote, safety won't be compromised, end quote. So, to Big Pharma, I would ask this. If that's in any way true, why has your industry alone long since been given total legal immunity for all suffering and death your products cause? Legal immunity your industry still enjoys and insists on to this very day, most especially with the up-and-coming CV19 vaccine in question. How are those vaccine trials going, by the way? Not so well. No surprise. tying some pieces of the puzzle together, Californians, Oregonians, and Washingtonians are facing two disasters that are dangerous for their lungs: the CV-19 pandemic and wildfire smoke. And both can work in tandem with each other. Imagine that. Fits in with much of what was already discussed in this broadcast, doesn't it? Lacey Fehrenbach, Assistant Secretary of Provincial and Community Health at the Washington State Department of Health, noted that breathing in wildfire smoke can make coronavirus symptoms worse. Even a person who does not have the virus, it can weaken the lungs, making a person more susceptible to COVID-19 and other respiratory diseases. Absolutely. The list of diseases and ailments that are caused by constant toxic particulate pollution is endless. It's endless. And let's not forget to mention the constant bombardment of highly toxic and highly inflammatory climate engineering elements that are raining down through our breathable air column all over the world. The same climate engineering weather warfare operations that are completely connected to the forest incinerations in the first place. Incendiary elements like aluminum, barium, strontium, all nanoparticulates, polymer fibers, all of it raining down through the air column. And we know this because lab tests prove it. We have literally hundreds. Not speculation, not theory, not hypothesis. Another headline. Let's tie this all together. Oregon faces greatest loss of life in state history from wildfires as La Nina threatens bigger blazes and storms. From that report, as wildfires move north from California, the state of Oregon is being engulfed in dangerous wildfires, some of the most destructive in its history. Now, I believe the most destructive, as La Nina conditions drive some of the worst wildfires seen in the American West in years. Consider all statistics are being modified in various forms in order to pacify populations until the last possible moment. The conditions that are all too often the worst ever are somehow portrayed as being the worst in a long time, making people think that, well, it happened before, so it must not be that bad. And that is so often a blatant lie. In regard to the La Nina scenario, these terms of natural oscillations are used to convince populations that whatever's happening, however horrific and unprecedented the weather is, the dry out of forests, the incineration of forests, that it must be just some sort of natural function of nature, when that couldn't be further from the truth. And that is most especially true in the case of the fires, which are most directly linked to climate engineering operations. And that is not a denial of anthropogenic global warming. I hear from so many environmentalists that can't let go of their tenacious hanging on to their denial of climate engineering. It just doesn't fit into their reality, so they choose to ignore it. And they are every bit as much in denial as those who deny anthropogenic warming in the first place, as if we haven't destroyed the planet in the geologic blink of an eye. So there's more than enough denial to go around on all sides of the fence. Make no question about that. And that denial needs to be abandoned if we're to have any chance of building bridges, joining forces, and collectively turning the tide. It's the only way a collective awareness, a collective dedication to facing the truth head on. Two dire truths to start with. CV-19 was not an act of nature. The gain-of-function virus characteristic was engineered. Verifiable fact for any who choose to investigate. Further, the conditions that have facilitated the unprecedented incinerations all over the world also are not an act of nature. From big pharma to the criminal climate engineering operations, the assault against populations and planet Earth continues. In a moment, dozens of the most critically important breaking reports from last week, reports on the issues that will most directly and immediately impact every single one of us. First, my deepest gratitude to each and every individual that's doing their best to stay informed, to wake others with credible data from a credible source, and to help turn the tide of insanity. Thank you for your help with sounding the alarm. It is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 266, September 12th, 2020. In this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 AM. Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast. This news hour is also re-aired on the East Coast at the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org printed awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. As I've stated many times, a picture is worth a thousand words. The printed material is exponentially more effective at waking others than anything that can be verbally disseminated, because there's photos of massive spraying seen from space, NASA satellite imagery, gag orders, patents, everything is included in these printed materials, and that's much more compelling for people to see the facts. Keep that in mind. Headlines. Climate change threatens military, general says. That's from USA Today. In fact, though, the top U.S. military brass has long since stated on the record that the collapsing climate is the greatest threat to, quote, national security. And by that, they don't mean U.S. populations, which are only an increasing liability to the military-industrial complex. What is meant is that the collapsing climate system is a threat to the military-industrial complex cancer itself. That's what those who are truly in control are concerned about. And for our military brothers and sisters that have enlisted with perhaps honorable motives, a motive is not enough. It's up to you to investigate and evaluate exactly what it is you're serving. Because to blindly serve without questioning, without investigating, without understanding what it is you're serving is not patriotism. Please consider that. Weather warfare. The weather terrorists have wrought havoc on countries all over the globe, including U.S. populations. Now, as climate and environmental collapse goes exponential, as geoengineeringwatch.org has warned about for well over a decade, so is power structure desperation. Headlines. Los Angeles County records its highest temperature on record. The records continue to fall, and this is even with data falsification, very commonly to the downside, not the upside. It's hotter, much hotter than we're actually being told. This headline, air quality across California and Oregon is at an extremely dangerous level. That certainly serves the power structure, and how convenient for the CV19 statistics. All this respiratory ailment softening us up for anything that happens to be circulated amongst us. Another headline, 54 million people in the U.S. may go hungry during the pandemic. It makes it sound as if it's coming to an end at some point, doesn't it? They're not about to let this fire go out. They will increasingly stoke it with likely ever more virulent versions of what they've engineered. Another headline, Gates Foundation is also destabilizing Africa's food economy. The restructuring of global food production, Gates Foundation with its fingers in everywhere. But still, as big as they are, as involved as they are, still a front for those that are behind the curtain that are truly pulling the levers of power. Another headline, the situation is dire. As Trump takes victory lap, new jobs report reveals alarming surge in permanent unemployment. Unemployment statistics have always been a total farce. And again, the card house of the stock market, how long can it be artificially pumped up while the planet implodes around us and while jobs are lost and vocations that will never exist again on a completely collapsed civilization? We need to look at the writing on the wall. It's there. Another headline, a house divided as millions of Americans face evictions, others buy dream homes during COVID-19. The poor are getting poorer, the rich are getting richer. They're getting richer temporarily. The pirates can fill their pockets with loot as much as they want as the ship goes down. They're going to go down with it. Another headline, Trump administration siphoned almost $4 million from 9/11 First Responders Fund. That doesn't sound very patriotic, does it? Another headline, Americans more lethargic, less focused during COVID pandemic, study finds. In fact, our IQs have dropped precipitously. You can't breathe these toxic materials, neurotoxins like aluminum, barium, strontium, now smoke everywhere, countless forms of pollution, ionizing radiation, without your IQ dropping. We're getting dumber by the day, and how do you know when you're getting dumber by the day? That's a question to ponder. Next, this. Rarely have so many Californians been exposed to such gloomy, unhealthy air. Again, certainly a benefit for the engineers of CV19. Another headline. The COVID-19 pandemic is about to enter its most treacherous phase. About that headline, all the toxic air, again, will certainly help that chapter to unfold. Remember and consider that there's no place to hide from the highly toxic climate engineering particulate fallout. Even if you're out of the smoke, don't think for a moment the air is clear. It is laden to different degrees with toxic particulates that are now ubiquitous all over the globe. While the western U.S. bakes and burns, these headlines, record flooding hammers the African Sahel, the latest in a series of shocks, food supplies being decimated all over the globe. While weather this year shows growing impact of climate change, scientists say, and still academia betraying the human race and the entire web of life by their denial of the climate engineering factor in the equation. Single biggest piece to the puzzle, by no means the only piece of the puzzle. Too many get confused about that equation. It's not bigger than all the rest of the pieces combined, but as a single piece, it's the single biggest climate disrupting factor of all. But that by no means negates every other form of pollution and destruction to the planet. The atmosphere doesn't know the difference between a particle emitted from a climate engineering jet aircraft, or an industrial smokestack, or a car exhaust pipe, or wildfire smoke. All of it is a part of the equation. All of it contributing to the abrupt climate collapse that is occurring now, with ozone layer collapse being a part of that equation. It's not a this or that equation. It's a this and that equation. But again, on the subject of, quote, climate change, there could be no legitimate discussion of that issue without first and foremost including the climate engineering operations. Back to collapse and food supplies that are going with it. This headline, floods washed away more than 25% of Nigeria's rice harvest. They cannot afford to lose that much food. They can't. And this is happening all over the globe. Another headline, as another heat wave sears California, experts say health impacts will worsen with climate change. Again, total omission of climate engineering and the climate engineering particulate fallout that is here even in the middle of winter when there are no fires. And we can see these operations occurring on top of the smoke banks. Why? Why are they dispersing known highly toxic particulates on top of these expansive smoke canopies? And we know the particulates being dispersed from the aircraft are toxic because our atmospheric testing at geoengineeringwatch.org has proven this, what the heavy aircraft are emitting. See the trailer for the film, The Dimming, on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more about that. More headlines. Wildfires rage across Pacific Northwest. Truckers abandon rigs on I-5. Smoke drifts to New Mexico. Towns devastated. Another headline. Coronavirus. Tests could be detecting dead virus cells, research suggests. Note on that headline. Patients may be told they're infectious when their immune systems have long since dispatched COVID-19. From CNBC, this perplexing or rather alarming headline. 8,000 jumbo jets needed to deliver coronavirus vaccines globally, stated the IATA. The IATA is the International Air Transport Association. 8,000 jumbo jets to carry vaccine vials? Really? Vaccines being pushed on populations that are increasingly unwilling to even accept the warp speed vaccination concoction? Because they are thankfully waking up to the motives behind the entire CV19 scenario? For the record, the CDC is a private corporation. In essence, a private vaccine management corporation that serves the global elite, not us. On that note, this new headline, study. Fewer than 60% of Americans believe vaccines are safe and effective. And again, why in the world would they or should they believe they're, quote, safe and effective when the entire big pharma industry has total blanket legal immunity from any and all death and injury their concoctions cause? Where can truth be found? Let's look at an example headline there. This, quote, why the media is silent on Julian Assange's trial. That shouldn't be a mystery. They don't want any of that getting out. Another headline on that theme: Assange trial exposes false partisan narratives with focus on Trump's war on journalism. And for the record, it's not just Trump. It's not just the right. Not at all. The Obama-Biden administration also waged a constant war against honest journalism. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. The entire political theater is nothing more than a completely orchestrated circus of distraction, division, polarization, and in the end, idiocy. On that note, most voters don't see Trump or Biden as mentally fit to be president. New poll shows. Well, that's encouraging, isn't it? As the looming tidal wave of countless threats continues to rise over our collective heads, career politicians, career criminals turn politicians, all the same. Another headline: U.S. NATO warships exercise off Russia's Arctic coast. Question: would U.S. citizens be okay if Russian, Korean, and perhaps Iranian military ships conducted exercises off the coast of New York or California? I think not. And I'm not in any way advocating for the governments mentioned. I'm simply pointing out stunning hypocrisy. Another headline: Israel demands more U.S. arms to counter F-35 sale to the United Arab Emirates. Israel demands. Who's the tail wagging the dog? Who are we not allowed to criticize or investigate? Connect the dots. That's who's in charge. And from Rolling Stone, this: The Unraveling of America. In that report, anthropologist Wade Davis on how COVID-19 signals the end of the American era. No, Mr. Davis, it's not the engineered CV-19 scenario which is the ultimate harbinger of doom. Climate and environmental collapse being further fueled by climate engineering operations is the bottom line. When the planet's dead, we will go with it, and the CV-19 scenario is simply an action of those in power to lock down and attempt to control populations as the immediacy and severity of climate and biosphere collapse becomes impossible to hide, when it becomes clear that the game is over. And once the population realizes the party's over, it really is over. At that point, panic sets in. To the Rolling Stone and its journalists, and all journalists for that matter, tell the whole truth while it can still make a difference. From CNN, U.S. report warns climate change could create economic chaos. From CNN Business, states the far-reaching consequences of climate change have the ability to create chaos in the financial system and disrupt the American economy, according to a federal report released Wednesday. What a ridiculous report. When the climate collapses, when the planet no longer supports life, when nature no longer produces food for populations, it could create some financial problems? How can anybody take headlines like this seriously? How can a population not see right through them? That this is simply part of the normalcy bias programming that tries to condition populations into believing that no matter what happens, somehow technology or financial manipulation will make it all work out. Could not be further from the truth. And in fact, it's exactly that type of smoke and mirrors trickery that has continued the stampede of totally unsustainable consumption on a finite planet with finite resources that is now collapsing. And for those that roll their eyes and again walk away and try to convince themselves that this is all some sort of alarmism, good luck on maintaining that denial for much longer. Last week from PBS.org, official disinformation source, quote, California wildfires illustrate the consequences of climate change. Again, climate engineering omitted from all of this. Climate engineering, aka weather warfare, and it has been and continues to be used for weather warfare all over the globe. It's not benevolent. It's not some attempt by those in power to protect populations or preserve public health or the environment. It's simply a means of power and control that has now damaged the planet and its life support systems beyond repair in any time frame that matters. And what does that mean, any time frame that matters? What do I mean by that statement? Is that 10, 20, 30 years, 100 years, 1,000 years? No. We know from past paleo events, like the Petum event, Paleocene, Eocene, Thermal Maximum, about 55 million years ago, the equilibrium period after that mass extinction, which is in some senses similar to what's occurring today, except what's occurring today is happening hundreds of times faster, and thus is exponentially worse, thousands of times worse. The equilibrium period after the Petum event was about 10 to 20 million years. Ponder that figure. Well, considering that the population is still fed a constant diet of the Kardashians. Back to the PBS headline that California wildfires illustrate the consequences of climate change. No. The California wildfires and countless other incinerations around the world are most directly connected to climate engineering operations. Search Engineered Drought Catastrophe Target California, a warning presentation I gave in 2014 that outlined everything that's happening today. And I stated that if these programs continue, it would happen. It had to happen. It couldn't not happen. Search the Engineering Wildfire section on the Geoengineering Watch homepage. Investigate the facts. Am I, again, denying anthropogenic or human-caused climate change? Absolutely not. I'm forced to repeat this fact over and over because many only hear what they want to hear. For the record, again, all forms of human activity that affect Earth's energy balance and life support systems are a part of the equation. The human race has decimated the planet, with climate engineering, aka weather warfare, being the most insane form of human activity of all. Weather warfare is being waged on Americans, along with populations around the world. How bad is it? This next headline from multiple sources was published Thursday. Quote, Earth barreling toward hothouse state not seen in 50 million years. Where did we just hear that figure? Epic new climate record shows. Abrupt climate and environmental collapse, that's what's occurring. At again, speeds hundreds of times faster than at any point in Earth's history. Paleo data proves that. Total planetary meltdown. But wait, what about the recent record cold and record early snow in several states? On September 5th, Global Alert News, this broadcast, warned about the coming engineered cool down that was scheduled for several U.S. states. A Colorado weather forecast map from last week showed a, quote, winter storm warning banner, while simultaneously showing the current temperatures in the same region being 95 degrees. 95 degrees with a, quote, winter storm warning. Welcome to climate engineering and patented processes of chemical ice nucleation cloud seeding. That is how the true severity of what's unfolding is being masked. As populations bake and burn in California and other parts of the world, when they see a sensationalized headline of the cold, cold, cold in early September in some region of the country that's fractionally of the whole planet, perhaps 1/1,000th of the planet, they convince themselves that everything must be okay because it's cooler somewhere. And those cool downs come at the cost of an even worse overall warming. They are destroying the planet's life support systems. Let's continue to cover more of engineered winter from severeweather.eu and other sources. Quote, forecast for Colorado, a drastic 36-hour change from summer on Labor Day to heavy snow on Tuesday, day after. For that report, much of Colorado will literally jump from hot summer to winter weather and snow in barely just 36 hours, the report states. It continues with temperatures hit a record high of 101 in Denver, Colorado on Saturday. A 70-degree temperature drop occurred by Tuesday evening in just 36 hours. Last year, the city of Denver recorded a peak temperature of 83 degrees on October 9th, and just 8 hours later, heavy snowfall occurred. Why is Denver a focal point for these events? Because Denver is a basin, and it holds colder, denser, heavy air. So it's the perfect location for the climate engineers to nucleate over the storm moisture, creates cooler, heavier, dense air that settles into the Denver basin, and they can radically drop temperatures and create the sensationalized winter headlines they need to confuse and divide the population on the true state of the global climate. That's why. Search the Engineering Winter section at the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more. Meanwhile, from Reuters and other sources, a devastated West Coast. That's the headline. The report states major blazes continue to wreak havoc across vast tracts of California, Oregon, and Washington, covering much of the western United States in a thick blanket of smoke, blocking out the sun and turning the skies orange. Of course, no mention of the climate engineering operations in the part they are playing in the incinerations. The New York Times is doing their part to cover the tracks of the climate engineers with this new less-than-half-truth report. Quote, why does California have so many wildfires? Question mark. The report states there are four key ingredients to the disastrous wildfire seasons in the West, and climate change, it says, is a key culprit. What are the four reasons given in this New York Times report for the exponential increase in wildfires? Climate change, people, fire suppression, and Santa Ana winds. Final sentence of the New York Times report. The tendency of climate change to make dry places more dry over time is a warning to the West of a fiery future. Reports like this are simply designed to make populations accept whatever occurs without bothering to investigate such conclusions. A warming world must produce more rain. The atmosphere holds 7% more moisture for every degree C of warming. We are likely past 3.5 degrees C right now. Statistics are being falsified to the downside. If we're past 3.5 C, that's warmer than at any point in time that humans have inhabited this planet. It doesn't mean that we're gone overnight. It simply means that we are in a situation where the planet is changing in ways that will make it unimaginably inhospitable to the human race and the entire web of life. And those repercussions are manifesting now. So reports like this that blame everything on anything but the actual core causal factor in the case of the fires, which is climate engineering, cutting off the flow of precipitation to key areas of forest incinerations that are actually being incorporated by the climate engineers to further load the atmosphere with light-blocking particulates as a form of augmenting the solar radiation management operations. Again, please search the engineering wildfire section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. And even in regard to the winds that always seem to occur once enough fires are going to blow the wind and the fires in particular directions, we know that climate engineering operations can and are manipulating wind patterns as well. This is hard science, not speculation. When you cover the sky with light scattering aerosols, you affect convection. When you affect convection, you affect winds. Ionosphere heaters with pressure zones that are created in the atmosphere also affect winds. There is nothing natural in this entire equation, and we have the whole of academia and the whole of so-called media and journalists towing the line for the power structure because their paychecks and pensions depend on them doing so. Moving on to more headlines, the script-reading so-called weather forecasters and meteorologists are making sure we get the message again that the forest incinerations are going to continue. This is from the Times, LA Times editorial board. California is on fire again. Get used to it, they tell us. They say, again, LA Times, as bad as California's wildfires are now, the coming years are likely to be even worse as the planet continues to warm. They're going to be even worse as climate engineering continues to create these conditions of drought and deluge, totally disrupting the hydrological cycle. Deluge in some parts of the country, rain that doesn't seem to stop, and the West Coast where you can't get a drop of rain no matter what. And summer is now 7 months long with no rain whatsoever, no reprieve, way above normal temperatures, day and night for months and months on end, smoke that just sits in place over urban populations, weakening immune systems, weakening respiratory systems, making fertile ground for every possible form of pathogen to do its work, including CV19. None of this is an accident. As I stated in the beginning of this broadcast, in the words of Joseph Mengele, Nazi war criminal, a.k.a. the Angel of Death, quote, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe we are doing it. What are the connections between Nazi war criminals and the U.S. government? Search Operation Paperclip and find out. Find out how many of these types of criminals were secretly brought to the U.S. and utilized by the U.S. government for its own purposes. That same cancer continues to metastasize today. Another headline, Governor Newsom declares statewide emergency during heat wave and fires. He said, quote, we are deploying every resource available to keep communities safe as California battles fires across the state during these extreme conditions. Again, Governor Newsom stated. He went on to say, California and its federal and local partners are working in lockstep to meet the challenge and remain vigilant in the face of continued dangerous weather conditions, end quote. Last Tuesday, Governor Newsom said this, quote, I quite literally have no patience for climate change deniers, end quote. Yet Newsom continues to deny the climate engineering weather warfare operations that are the core causal factor behind the total incineration of the very state Gavin governs. Governor Newsom's hypocrisy knows no bounds. Newsom further said, quote, "You may not believe it intellectually, but your own eyes, your own experiences tell a different story," end quote. Gavin, look up. Apply your own conclusions to the climate engineering atrocities that are so blatantly visible in our skies. Again, as stated on this broadcast many times, Newsom and his top aide were fully briefed on the climate engineering operations that are cutting off California's rains. I personally conducted that meeting with Gavin in his office at the Capitol. Newsom is a power structure tool that is ultimately only concerned about his own personal paradigm, nothing else. Not California, not its forests, its wildlife, and certainly not its citizens. Record-shattering heat on Monday in Redding, California, obliterated the former high temperature record for the day, officially by a full 10 degrees. Actual temperature readings in the area were higher still. No rain is currently scheduled for Northern California till at least November. Yes, scheduled. That could change, of course. The climate engineering schedule is always in a state of flux. For over 10 years, over a decade, Geoengineering Watch has stated on the record over and over that there would soon come a time when the gravity and immediacy of the climate and biosphere collapse, being further fueled by climate engineering, aka weather warfare, could no longer be masked by corporate media disinformation. Geoengineering Watch further stated that when that time began to unfold, the power structure would become more desperate than ever. We stated that global conflict, false flag events, weather warfare, and engineered pathogen releases would manifest. This chapter is unfolding and will continue to accelerate. Here's another headline of climate engineering cover-up from ABC 7, Los Angeles, California. Quote, "California heatwave 2020, what is causing the extreme weather?" Report states, "With temperatures climbing to record highs this weekend, you may be wondering what is causing this California heatwave." It goes on to say, "Heatwaves form when a high-pressure system develops, etc." Yes, the atmospheric high-pressure zones, which can be and are created by numerous ionosphere heater installations all over the world, like HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. You don't know what these installations are? Please, research, understand them, and the danger they pose. They are weapons of mass destruction, nothing less. They cause an electrical chain reaction in the ionosphere that causes massive heating. This causes a bulge in the atmosphere, which also pushes down, which creates high-temperature heat domes. Steers the jet stream as well. Though the numerous objectives and agendas of the climate engineers can be debated, the fact that ongoing but officially denied climate engineering operations are wreaking havoc on the planet, the environment, and populations is factually beyond dispute. Again, search Engineered Drought Catastrophe Target California from many years ago and see that what we stated at geoengineeringwatch.org would happen if these programs continued has and is occurring. Connect the dots. Please, please connect the dots while there's still time for it to matter. From CBSNews.com, this: wildfires and weather extremes. It's not coincidence. Again, it's climate change. Blame everything on climate change, which the public does not completely understand, has not investigated, and certainly helps distract them from the climate engineering elephant in the sky. For our AM and FM listeners, if you want a frontline update on our dead and dying and burning forests, see the Into the Wild video report just posted yesterday on geoengineeringwatch.org. Short 9-minute video report. This CBS report states this, quote, "Over the long term, human-caused climate change has been gradually drying out the atmosphere." That's a blatant lie, a lie that completely contradicts the laws of physics. Again, the atmosphere holds 7% more moisture for every degree C of warming. That's an exponential increase given the temperature rise that we have already seen on our planet, and it's increasing by the day. You can't have less rain on a warming planet unless you have a factor that is not being disclosed, and that factor is climate engineering, and they are absolutely attempting to reduce atmospheric RH, relative humidity, because water is also a greenhouse gas. But in that myopic attempt to take the pharmaceutical industrial approach to the planet's very life support systems, What are they missing? They're disabling the planet's ability to create clouds and actually cool the planet. Instead of sprayed particulate solar radiation management clouds that are destroying the ozone layer, a factor that by itself is an existential threat in perhaps the next 5 to 6 years. And that doesn't mean things stay normal for 5 to 6 years. Already, it is very difficult, if not impossible, to grow much of anything in so many locations around the world because the UV radiation, which includes UVC now, is virtually frying the foliage and plants, vegetables, crops, trees. Climate engineering operations are completely hamstringing the planet's natural life support processes, disabling its ability again to respond. Climate engineering is day by day pounding the final nails into our collective coffins. And that doesn't mean that if climate engineering stopped, our troubles would be over. Not at all. As I've stated so many times, we must prioritize. What's the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat at this moment, short of nuclear cataclysm? It's climate engineering. We must stop climate engineering, which is so many other things. Again, these are platforms of atmospheric particulate dispersion that can be used for countless nefarious activities, including biological warfare. And why would we think they're not being used for that? Why would we think that? Given the uniform spread of CV19 around the globe with amazing speed, again, speed and uniformity, we must stop the atmospheric weather and biological warfare, or it will soon be game over for all of us. And there's the other scenarios, again, climate-related, the ability to fry some regions while freezing others, the freeze-fry scenario. You can search geoengineering is creating freeze-fry extremes for a video report on that, specifically related to what's been occurring and is occurring in the U.S. Relentless record incinerations with stagnant smoke banks, gagging populations all along the West Coast while states not very far further east go from summer of 100 degrees to snow in the blink of an eye, in a day, not nature. As I've stated countless times, if the forests die, we will die. What's occurring in other parts of the world that the U.S. mainstream media is not saying a word about? Brazil's National Institute for Space Research, the INPE, monitors and reports on the fires in Brazil, in the Amazon specifically. 63,000 fires and still counting for the year 2020. Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil's president, abiding by the precepts of the Trump administration playbook, and not that other administrations were much better, they were just more covert. In an address to the UN, Bolsonaro said, quote, "The Amazon remains pristine and virtually untouched," end quote, claiming that Brazil is, quote, "one of the countries that protects its environment the most," end quote. At the time of the speech, the Amazon rainforest was burning at record rates, and illegal deforestation had surged by 84% following Bolsonaro's inauguration. Loot, plunder, and pillage, and pollute until there's nothing left. That's the policy of people like Bolsonaro and the U.S. government. In his UN speech, Bolsonaro especially heaped praise on the U.S. president for supporting him, even as he was under fire by the international community. Another headline from newrepublic.com. Let's connect some dots. Big Oil's evil, stupid plan to drown the world in plastic. From that report, fossil fuel companies facing plummeting oil demand are pouring their resources into plastics. Loot, plunder, pillage, and pollute until there's nothing left. Let's keep going with these dots from the UK Guardian and other sources. Big Oil remembers friend Trump with millions in campaign funds. No surprise. The report continues. Donations to support the president's reelection have flooded in from fossil fuel industries that have enjoyed 3 years of energy deregulation and tax cuts. And I want to state this again. Criticism of the current administration, which is absolutely due, is not an endorsement of sleepy Joe Biden that can barely walk and chew gum, that should be in some sort of assisted care living. It's simply to say that it's all orchestrated theater, all of it, with the most divisive puppets the power structure can find to polarize and divide populations. That's the point. More on this theme from VOAnews.com and other sources. EPA chief, again, another administration appointee, pledges more cleanups and less focus on climate change. Let's just make the biggest mess we can, and we'll somehow magically clean it up with printed fiat money. Report states Wheeler, a former coal industry lobbyist, much like the pharmaceutical industry lobbyist that's now running that industry and the coming forced vaccinations, a coal industry lobbyist said the agency had accomplished much, really. Wheeler stated that, quote, America's environment today is cleaner than it's ever been in our lifetime. What reality do these idiots live in? Who could buy this sort of nonsense? It's absolutely off the scale, ludicrous. Pressing on, from BBC and many other sources, this alarming headline report that actually falls short of how bad the situation really is, quote, wildlife in catastrophic decline due to human destruction, scientists warn. The report states wildlife populations have fallen by more than two-thirds to about 70% in 50 years, according to a major new report by the conservation group WWF. It's worse than that. On the current rate of wildlife loss, there will functionally be no wildlife left by 2026. That's a mathematical, statistical fact if the rate of die-off doesn't increase. That doesn't mean there's not an animal left on the planet. It means that they are simply functionally extinct because there's not enough left to keep those populations going. The report states this catastrophic decline shows no sign of slowing. No, it's not slowing. It's accelerating. What have we said for 10 years at geoengineeringwatch.org? We've said exactly this for 10 years. Why did it take 10 years for these so-called science organizations to catch up to what we knew a decade ago? Why? Because they're paid to mask threats from the public, not to disclose them. The report further states that nature is being destroyed by humans at a rate never seen before. I covered that earlier in this broadcast. It's literally happening hundreds, if not thousands of times faster than any previous mass extinction event. The report states this as well. Wildlife is in free fall as we burn forests, overfish our seas, and destroy wild areas, says Tanya Steele, chief executive for World Wildlife Federation. Tanya, here's an idea. How about if WWF admits to the climate engineering elephant in the equation? But they won't, because their 501c3 nonprofit depends on them not mentioning that particular issue. And so long as they don't, they're allowed to kick up dust in other ways, to protest in other ways, but they can't mention climate engineering. That's how the system works. From EcoWatch.com and other sources, Trump declares himself the number one environmental president. From the report, President Trump told the crowd in Jupiter, Florida, Tuesday that he is an environmental president, claiming that, quote, it's true, number one since Teddy Roosevelt. Who would have thought Trump is the great environmentalist, end quote. Trump added this, and I am, I believe strongly in it, end quote. We live in an asylum. We are living in an absolute asylum. Are the Democrats or the so-called environmental organizations truly environmentalists? Are they acknowledging the single most environmentally destructive human activity of all, the climate engineering onslaught? Of course not. There's more than enough hypocrisy to go around on all sides of the manufactured political fence. For the record, the Democrats also recently voted to continue big oil subsidies. Left, right, conservative, liberal, Democrats, Republican, all orchestrated illusion to polarize, divide, and thus conquer populations. And all the while, the planet's life support systems are collapsing. Off the charts die-off and extinctions in every thread of nature's web continues to accelerate. If the current course of the human race is not immediately and completely altered, we will be next on the list of extinctions. In the geologic blink of an eye, global power structures and the World Economic Forum are trying to carry out their, quote, great reset while all this is occurring. Good luck with that. Is there any chance of our current course of mathematically certain near-term planetary omnicide being altered? Are we actually helpless? Or do we collectively have much more power to affect the equation than we can imagine possible? In the words of Edmund Burke, quote, nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could only do a little. Yes, the horizon is dark indeed, but the story is not yet over. We can't know what difference we may yet make unless or until we summon our courage and face the gathering tide of total insanity head on. Reaching a critical mass of awareness is the only way forward in this fight. Share credible data from a credible source. See the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more about how you can help make a difference. Make your voice heard, make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.